You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
I'd like to say that tonight's ENN, it's brought to you by our dear, dear, dear friends over at Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some!
Yeah! She was great on Friday.
You thought she seemed happier that Dom wasn't there also?
I don't think that had anything to do with it, but she's a lovely, lovely woman.
She didn't try to recapture that moment?
What moment?
We did have her do a come get some, sure.
Okay.
And it played well live.
They were very into the Scalise. I'd like to start off tonight's big Super Bowl Monday ENN by saying good evening to Michael.
One big fat middle finger right up in my face. Sausage-like.
Good evening to Don.
I don't even know where to begin to find a Merkin, Michael.
I'll give you a map.
A map?
Yeah.
What is it, like a hidden treasure?
That's very much so. I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Call and give it to me.
Good evening to Michael and Don. Don,
and they had Roman Reigns in it.
No, that was Jason Momoa.
I don't know the difference. Apparently I don't. Now it makes sense to me as you say it.
Let's say good evening to Michael and myself.
Is she auditioning for the role of Annie? I mean, what's with that hair?
I mean, Michael, it's like it's hard to describe how boomer that statement was. I thought I handled it.
See, but
I thought I handled
it. You obviously meant it as an extreme insult. I embrace it. I am what I am. Very comfortable.
Good evening to myself as well. Oh, my God.
What happened there, Peter Brady?
Oh, my God. That's unfortunate. Oh, my God.
Whoever cut that, that's not nice.
I got to tell you guys, what delightful food we had over here yesterday. Don, you want the rundown? All right, I'll give it to you. We had Natalie made a turkey chili to die for. Oh my God. Then she made wings, barbecue with some sticky sweet Stubbs barbecue sauce, and also hot wings with some just standard Frank's Red Hot. All right? Both kinds of wings. Then your dip selections. Don, I'll talk to you. Michael obviously doesn't know what I'm talking about here. A 7-layer dip. That you would put your privates in if you got the opportunity.
Right. <keep going.
laughs> Some party you had.
A buffalo chicken dip that we heated up. So it was just like, oh, it's delightful. And then an eggplant, a baba ganoush situation. And for the chip options, you had your standard Tostitos, your alternate brand tortilla chip, and then wait for it. Sliced warm bread for the dips as well, if that's your pref. I mean, it's a delight.
Michael was inadvertently hip to the reference when he was like, that's some kind of party with the dip thing that you said, because that's what comes from. It was that kind of party.
Right. Well, then he would probably allege that it's something like the kind of party your parents would have. You know what I mean?
Right. And nobody's loved mashed potatoes that much.
But he's involved?
I do. Sorry?
Keys involved on Sunday?
There were no keys involved. Nope. Okay.
Yeah, because nobody was driving, but it was all All bets were off. It was just that kind of party.
How many people at the party, Peter?
Like 75.
What?
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Like 10.
That's a nice size party.
I wouldn't say. I think party's probably the wrong word.
Get together. Gather.
Yeah, it was.
Was this at the Long Island complex or in Manhattan?
It was at the Long Island Estate.
You mean where I have the retractable roof?
Right.
No, this was a city affair.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
So there was no room to move with the 10 people and two dogs.
Laura Stiles was there with baby Kenza.
How about Ebro, or does he not like to hang with you?
Ebro is not there.
Hmm. Was he invited?
He was invited to Jace. I knew there was no chance he would come. Again, I guess you're right. I know what Don's going to say. Yeah. I should learn my lesson and invite him anyway.
Yeah.
But Ebro's down to like the 1 week and under countdown for his baby. So they're not coming. So
what is he doing? Like laying out the hospital room? I don't understand.
I just know that they're not going out in, like, they live in Jersey. They're not coming into the city for the Super Bowl.
But what would be the harm of asking, like, the harm of asking me and Don to join you and Andrew? You're really an awful person.
It's not fair.
Are you just against being, is it some kind of a...
He doesn't want to be turned down.
Yeah, is it that? Mm-mm. You don't want to be declined?
Well, with Ebro, that's the case. With us, he just didn't want us there.
No,
Ebro.
Honestly.
Oh no, Ebro. Right. Ebro would have been more likely to come to this than you guys coming to that dinner, for sure.
But I think you were more likely to want him at your party than us at that dinner. I think it was strategic by you. You wanted no part of Michael and I to bring your whole get together with Andrew down.
Not good.
And I'm going to believe that till my grave. And I think Michael agrees.
I don't know if I'll take it that far, but yes, I agree.
I feel it was an unfortunate situation created by me. I take ownership. I should have done better. And I'd like to apologize to me, you, my family, your family, Andrew's family. And it'll never happen again. Oh my God! And I know that you'll say no the next time I invite you, but I look forward to attempting. That's on me.
Well, I don't accept the apology because the apology is just to get you out of trouble. I think you would do it again.
I love the way you're talking, Don. Got a very laminated feel to it.
It really does.
Hey, let me tell you what. I couldn't care less about going to that stupid thing that you and Andrew had. This has really affected Don.
Mm-hmm.
I've
never
seen him like this.
And the other thing, too, Michael, that I haven't said that really bothers me even more than Peter.
Tell me.
Is that I think it was strategic on Peter's part because he knew it was how Andrew felt.
See, you have a problem with Andrew because you like Andrew and you know Andrew doesn't like it that much.
Yeah, I'm starting to believe that.
No, because I've had it.
But I will still love that man. To, again, said grave. And how he feels about me will not affect it in the least.
So you can love somebody and you know they hate you and you still love them.
Well, because then what am I in love with, the person or the fact that they love me?
So
mine is more genuine than the average love.
I can honestly say I don't think... first of all, there was no plan, so no one intentionally did this.
Mm.
There was a conversation... Do you want to get together this weekend? Oh, sure, that sounds fun. What day? How about Friday? Okay, cool. See you then. Yeah. And that was it.
And I'll reach out to Don and Michael and see if they're available. Probably not, but I'll throw out the
email. I also believe that Andrew deserves some blame.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Just Michael, I know I can't communicate with Don here. He's obviously been so affected. But maybe you can hear me out here.
So I'm supposed to play the role of the rational one now. It's a stretch for me.
I know, and it's a bad idea by me, but I'm going to try it. So on this given week, when we have plans for the weekend, and it's either Friday or Saturday, and I'm not seeing you guys on those days, and there's no world in which you're coming to the city to see us, you don't think that's significantly different than if I had been at the show with you guys and then didn't say anything and walked out to go have dinner?
No. See, because you learned a little bit. You knew I was going to Tampa on Saturday. You still invited me on Sunday. It didn't hurt you.
No.
It got you a lot of cred.
Didn't affect the party at all.
Didn't affect the party at all. You knew I was going to say no.
You didn't listen. You're not listening. You're not listening. Because that answer doesn't have anything to do with my question.
Please go on with ENN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, let's please hear from Patrick Mahomes. What does it mean, Patrick, the third championship?
It means more, man. I mean, to be able to battle through that adversity and come out better on the other side, and I think it prepared us for the playoffs. Obviously, we've had a lot of great playoff runs, but this is going to be up there because just the way that we kind of continue to battle whenever times weren't great.
Has there ever been an unbelievable all-time great athlete with a voice that is further from
yes
that greatness?
Yes.
There has been more than Mahomes?
Yes. Yes.
Tyson.
Dying to know. Oh, yeah. Tyson. Yeah, that's...
I mean, come on. It's the most famous one in history. Number one with a bullet.
But I think this is worse.
I agree.
No, Tyson's worse.
But as time went on, Tyson's was a little exaggerated. Mahomes is really... Patrick Mahomes here. I mean, he really is that guy.
Thank you for being such a gentleman.
Well, that wasn't Mike Tyson there. We need to hear... There's got to be a cut of Tyson somewhere that you could play.
You know, I guess Saturday was the anniversary of the Buster Douglas fight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure was. 1990.
It shows you how late the Super Bowl is now.
Wow. Whoa. Are you kidding me? 34 years?
My God.
34 years. Don, you know what? You know I like doing this, even though it's stupid. Right. That means if you were to have this conversation in 1990, you would have been talking about an event in 1954.
It's crazy.
The fight would have been on the radio only.
Right.
You couldn't have even reminisced about it.
In 1990, if I told him it hadn't happened since 1954, you'd be like, they boxed then?
Yeah.
You do that a few times, and it always is chilling. When you put it in, now it's all I do.
34 years ago, Tyson Douglas, I remember I was with my parents. We went to their friend's house, the Meisters. And my brother stayed home to watch the fight through the squiggly lines because my parents didn't have HBO. And I came
home.
It was just on
regular HBO?
I believe so.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But it was late. It was like after 11. I remember it was very late. I like most fights are.
Well, no, especially late, though. I mean, it was in Tokyo, and I wonder if I can't remember. Did they wait till, like, you know, midday Sunday in Tokyo to have the fight? It was probably midday Sunday. So it was probably, like, midnight here, you know?
I'll never forget it. John Stark, my friend, predicted Buster was going to win that fight. I'm like, what are you talking about? Stop it. Stop it. And he ended up being right.
Wait, but he was still talking out of his you-know-what. I think he was, but I
don't remember.
It was 42-1. Well, what was he? What did your friend, John Stark, you said?
Yes.
What could he have known?
I think it was just that, you know, is he prepared? Is he overconfident? Is he caught? Which was always so. That was the only thing that you could go on if you had any belief that his opponent was going to win. Was it that maybe this will be the time?
And it was
Tyson's
the beginning
not
of
be prepared, and he ended up being right about that.
And it was the beginning of turmoil too. There was a lot going on there. Back to Mahomes. Here he is talking about Andy Reid.
I believe he's the best coach of all time. I mean, I know he doesn't have the trophies yet, and I have a lot of respect for some of those great coaches. But the way he's able to navigate every single team he has, continue to have success no matter where he's at. I mean, for me, he brings out the best in me because he lets me be me. I think that's important, is he doesn't try to make me anyone else. I don't think I'd be the quarterback that I am if I didn't have Coach Reid being my head coach. And that, other than that, he wants you to be the best person you can be, and that's something that I think is truly special.
Now, so it's not just Mahomes getting called the GOAT, Michael. Mahomes is calling Andy Reid the GOAT already, too.
You know, Mahomes had a great answer to the GOAT conversation about Brady. He said, the guy beat me. It's going to be awfully tough to overcome that.
Well, just like the caller said. It's a good point.
I think he's a little stronger when Mahomes says it.
True.
Fair.
No offense to the caller.
No, the caller is good, though, you know.
You know who this doesn't age well for?
Who?
Donovan McNabb. Because remember, Andy Reid couldn't win the big one in Philly. Then he goes to Kansas City and he's rattling off championships. So now you look at it and go, well, maybe he took Donovan McNabb as far as he could go.
Oh, I think that's already been...
Yeah, nobody's going to compare Donovan McNabb to Patrick Mahomes. But I mean, at the time, it was Andy Reid can't win the big one. Nobody was saying, well, he's got Donovan McNabb. You expect him to win? But now as time goes on and he's winning in Kansas City, I guess it doesn't reflect well on Donovan. And that's a shame because there's other factors into it. But that's where it looks like, well, maybe there was he just wasn't good enough.
Yeah, I think the book has been written and Donovan was just... He went right as far as he could go.
So if you say that, then that makes Andy Reid look even better. Look, he went to four straight championship games in Philly. Went to a Super Bowl in Philly. So instead of it aging as, well, he couldn't win the big one, now it's just like, look what he did in Philadelphia. Nobody else could have done that.
This is big news. Breaking news, Sounder, please. This is a big deal. Are you sitting down, Michael?
Yeah, that's what I do during the show. I'm not Pat McAfee.
Don, you sitting?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan have officially broken up after more than a year of dating.
What the F?
I thought they were planning a wedding.
I know.
Well, that'll do it, Michael.
See, that sends me into the night very upset because I love love.
Well, and now think about how bad this is. Think about it. This is upsetting. Now the whole Jordan going to the wedding controversy, it's gone.
It is gone. That was the big thing, right?
I really should stand during the show. It would be better for my back.
And by the way, I think you should go tank top also.
Well, I can't do that. Pat has better arm.
Well, I think McAfee appears to be out on the tank tops, so that you could have this opportunity to jump in.
I think that when they're building new studios for us, I think they should allow for me to stand up during the show.
They are doing that. Good. I'm told. I'm told there will be.
Really?
I'm told the desk will be adjustable, stand or sit.
Now, do you want?
It's killing me. It's killing my back. It's killing my life. It's awful. Now,
do you want a headset mic? And you're just walking around?
You know what? I love the way you think.
Now, Pete, I tell you because you really are into like movies about radio. Like I love the movie Talk Radio. You remember that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
But you remember that he had a headset mic and just would wander around the studio doing the show. And I was like, how cool would that be?
But it's hard because we're simulcast.
Well, then listen, it just makes extra work for Yes. That's all.
Think about how interesting that would look visually.
Yeah, but we have really lift the curtain. We have robotic cameras. We don't have camera people.
It's AI, Michael. It's time.
No, but all you have to do is just take the shot of the whole studio. Imagine one of my rants if I'm pacing back and forth.
Like a lunatic.
Like a lunatic. Well, they handled the one rant that I had. I think it was the Matt Forte when I picked up the chair and everything. They followed everything that went on. They know what they're doing there. But this is done. New studio. It's done. Not even new studios. Next time we're in. Headset mics at all of our spots. Let's do it. Now, next time we're in. Michael, when you back?
Next week.
Bang.
Andy Reid on the heated moment on the sideline with Travis Kelce.
Yeah, he caught me off balance. I wasn't watching. A cheap shot, but that's all right. He did good. He was really coming over just put me in. I'll score. You know, so that's really what it was. Well, I love that. I mean, it's not the first time. So, I appreciate him.
Well, that's that.
Yeah, where are you going to go?
If he's saying it's as simple as he was emotional and screaming to get back in the game. You're not much to say about that. Now,
do you think he's telling the truth, or do you think
I think that's what it was, because that was when Pacheco fumbled and the backup tight end was in and missed the block.
Let's hear from Kyle Shanahan on just how devastating this loss was.
Obviously, we're hurting. Our team's hurting, but that's how it goes when you put yourself out there. I'm real proud of our guys for no regrets with our team. I thought our guys played so hard today. Not everything was perfect by no means, but I'm going to lose with a group of guys. Let's do it with those guys anytime. And we'll take some time. We'll get over this and come back next year ready to go.
He's just 44. I think he'll be back.
He is going to get that opportunity. That will do it for ENN on this very special Super Bowl Monday. Don't forget to go check out Security Dodge. Stop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their President's Day sales event.
We have a Knick game coming up. A Ranger game's on 1050. Dan Gross is coming up next. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.